Okay, good morning, everybody. So in Sheni of Bishalach, we have a very fascinating role reversal, Makas Bechoros. And in the bow, of course, Mitzrayim is disintegrating Laman Asher Yafla Hashem in Mitzrayim of Yisrael, and the Jewish people are coming together as an Am through the Chaburas of the Karban Pesach, as discussed, Kahal Adas Yisrael, Kol Adas Yisrael Yasu Oso, is a moment of unification for Klal Yisrael, and Egyptian society had disintegrated Kain Bayis Asherin Shames. And now the tables are turned once again. The Jewish people, famous Yerushalmi Masech Tatainis, don't know what to do with themselves. Vayisuvenei Sos Enehem, Vinei Mitzrayim Nosea Achareihem, Vayirum Oud Vayitzaku Vinei Yisrael Al Hashem, Vayomru Al Moshe Biblian Kivarim Mitzrayim Lekachtanu Lamus Bamidbar Mazos Asi Salanu So the Yerushalmi Masech Tatainis says Arba Kisos Nasu Avosinu Al Hayam. There were those that said, you know, Nipol Al Hayam, and to them Moshe said His Yatzavu, don't commit suicide, Uruas Yeshuas Hashem. There was those that were saying, you know, let's go back to Egypt, not the first time, not the last time. Did Narosh and Ashua Mitzrayma. To those people, Moshe said, "Ki Asher Yisam is Mitzrayim Ayom Lo Susufim Lerosam Odat Olam." One of three places in the Torah, in addition to Parsha Shoftim, V'lo Yashiv Esam Mitzrayim Laman Harbo Sus V'Hashem Amar Lachem, right? Lo Sashuv Baderach Hazeh Od and Parshas Kisavo and the Tochacha Baderach Asher Yashar Marti Lacha Lo Tosifun Od Lerosa. So in any event, to the group that wanted to go back to Egypt, the response was, you know, you're not going back to Egypt. And to the group that said, let's fight, Hashem Yilachim Lachem. And the other group, you know, that Nitzaveach Kenegdan, which is either a reference to Tefillah or just to sort of scream, in a kind of an undirected way, you know, Hashem Yilachim Lachem V'atem Tacharishon. So the Jewish people here really lack unity. The Egyptians, by contrast, if you name Mitzrayim and those say Achrehem, so Rashi says very tantalizingly, Belev Echad Ki Ish Echad. Belev Echad Ki Ish Echad. And of course, this is so deeply reminiscent of Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. So, what accounts for the slight difference in Rashi's formulation? So we should know that there are basically two very different types of unity in the world. There's unity which is born out of a sense of a common destiny. And that's, of course, the unity that the Jewish people experienced in Maimon Har Sinai. It was a sense that, in a very practical way, we were now going to be Arevim Zebazeh. There's going to be a sense of Arvus. And in that sense, it's true, Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad, like the famous Yerushalmi in Masech the Nedarim. What's the explanation for Lo Sikom and Lo Sitor es Bnei Amecha V'Havta L'Re'acha Kamocha, is that we're really part of one guf. So just like if we were chopping a salad and your right hand sliced your left hand, nobody would then say, okay, time for the left hand to get revenge on the right hand. So you sort of slice your right hand with your left hand. That would be irrational. It would be an irrational act. So that's what Lo Sikom and Lo Sitor es Bnei Amecha is all about, is that we recognize we're part of a guf echad. But in a broader sense, right, what Klal Yisrael realized at Maimon Har Sinai was that we were an extension of one another. We share not just a common history, a common fate, as the Rav would have said, but a common destiny, not just a goral, but a yiud, vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar ki ish echad belev echad. So that's a unity that's born of a common purpose, of a singular destiny, v'atem tiuli mamlachas kohanim v'goy kadosh, V'yisemli segula mikol ha'amim kili kol ha'aretz. That's what Maimon Har Sinai was all about. Ki ish echad belev echad. But there's a much different kind of unity, and we hear the word unity a lot in the news, and it sort of behooves us to think, you know, what is unity really? So Mitzrayim also achieved the unity when they were rodef achare b'nei Yisrael, v'yisu b'nei Yisrael senehem v'nei Mitzrayim nosei achareihem. The Jewish people were terribly afraid. It was the most advanced army in the world. Kosus Rechav Paro, Ufarasha Vechelo. Belev Echad Ki Ish Echad. So there was no fundamental unity amongst the Egyptians, but they had a common enemy. Right? If they didn't have a common enemy, in terms of catching the Jews, there would have been nothing to pull them together. Right? It would have been the same machlokas that they were having back in Egypt. You know, there's the famous Medrash, the Makem Yitzrayim Bivchorehem, that there was a civil war that happened in Egypt prior to Makas Bechorus, where the Bechorus went to war, basically on the line of Haterem Teda, Ki Avida Mitzrayim, right? That the Egypt was fracturing. There was nothing holding Egypt together. But now, when there's a common enemy, right, so in a very superficial and artificial way, Mitzrayim, for a moment, can have this sense of, you know, being pulled together. Belev echad ki ish echad. Not because, again, there's a fundamental unity, but just because they're trying to catch the Jews and get their money back, etc. So, again, there couldn't be more of a difference of belev echad ki ish echad, but the Mitzrim, which is a very superficial, artificial form of unity, predicated on simply a common enemy, right? It's reminiscent of the Pesukim at the beginning of Parashas Balak, you know, Vayelchu Ziknei Moav, Im Ziknei Midyan, and Rashi notes that back in Sefer Bereishis and Parashas Vayishlach, we know that, you know, Hamakes Midyan Bistei Moav, that, you know, Moav and Midyan were enemies with each other, but of course, you know, having the common enemy of Bnei Yisrael brought them together, right? So that happens all the time in life. You know, my enemy's enemy is my friend. And so that in the Second World War brought the United States and the United Kingdom, which were natural allies, into an alliance with the Soviet Union, with whom they were far from natural allies. So that's what's happening with Egypt. They just have a common enemy. Belev echad ki ish echad. But we shouldn't confuse that for a moment with Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ha'ar, which is a fundamental unity. A unity born of a common destiny and a shared vision. The Jewish people here are completely fragmented. We said arba kisos nasu avosenu al hayam, right? You know, whether it's nipol al hayam or nashuva mitzrayma or nilachim bahem or nitzaveach kenegdan, where the Jewish people are going, though, of course, is to a great place of unity. You know, through the Kriyas Yamsuf, that will be achieved by Aminu Ba'Hashem Uvamosha Avdo. Kriyas Yamsuf has a fundamentally unifying effect on Klal Yisrael, where they're able to perceive the Yad Hashem, as we'll talk about. Rasa Shifchal Ayam, Mashalo Ra'a Yechezkel Ben Buzi on the Har Kivar, right, greater than the Maisa Merkava, that will have a profound unifying impact on the Jewish people, at least for a time. So the Jewish people will be able to merge together as one, and the Egyptians again will be completely scattered. In Sheni of Bishalach, the roles are reversed. V'nei Mitzrayim Noseach Reim, Belev Echad Ki'ish Echad, the unity born of a common enemy, whereas the Jewish people are completely fragmented amongst themselves, right? Ham Bibli Ein Kevarim B'Mitzrayim, V'yitzaku V'nei Shal Hashem, as the Ramban notes, can't be the same people that are Tzoek El Hashem, who are, you know, so insulting of Moshe. So again, this is a Raya L'Divrei Chazal, Arba Kisos Na'asu Avosenu Al Hayam. Everybody have a wonderful day.